The scouting combine continues. We ran into ESPN's Field Yates, so we're going to ask some questions about football because he knows more about football than we do. All right? So that's the deal.
That's the premise? Yeah. Now I feel like there's a lot of pressure on me.
Yeah, there is. There is. Yeah. We need answers from you.
I'll work on it. What's
going to happen to the Vikings here in the offseason? How can we get even better?
I am not sure there is an offseason storyline or a domino that will dictate more as it pertains to a single team than the Vikings and the quarterback spot.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've got three scheduled or, I guess, soon-to-be unrestricted free agents. Is there a tag in play? If not, how do you pursue a quarterback, whether it's a veteran free agency or otherwise? That right there, I mean, again, that like is like the key that unlocks the rest of the NFL offseason. How does the team get better? I think whatever the clarity is in the quarterback helps. And then, you know, I think in the NFL, there's always this appetite during the offseason where people feel as though certain clubs need to make like these massive, significant strides, or they need to consider, you know, retooling, rebooting, and starting from scratch. The reality is, I think there are a handful of teams that if they return basically the same nucleus, which in the NFL, there's always turnover year to year. On paper, I still look at them and say, they're going to be a force. And the Vikings are certainly in that mix. Defensively, you've got dominant players at all three levels. You've got pass rushers, you've got linebackers that can run and hit, and you've got an outstanding secondary. On the offensive side of the ball, you rectified the offensive line. It played much better last year. So I think like staying healthy and finding the quarterback clarity, those right there are the keys for Minnesota. Everything else is in place.
Yeah. You know, we don't know who the quarterback's going to be, but it's going to be someone, and that guy's going to come in, and he's going to come into an offense that what? What is that offense going to be in 2018?
That's a good question. Obviously, John DeFilippo taking over, there's not his first time as a coordinator, but there's not we have a feeling for what kind of coach he is, but we don't necessarily know systematically if he has an identity that, you know, hey, you know exactly what you're going to get from him, or if it's going to be more of an adaptation of what is already in place and what a lot of the rest of the offensive staff is already familiar with. But I think part of it also is which quarterback actually ends up as the starter. But I think, you know, maybe last year is a good reminder that it's not just who you have, it's what you do with that player that is ultimately, that's sort of incumbent upon coaches, is to tailor your offense or your defense or your special teams to what a guy does well. So if it's Case, we've got, you know, the most recent sample size of what he does really well, and you know that the offense probably will look a lot like what it was last year. If it's somebody else, then maybe there are a couple alterations along the way.
Have you put your eyes on this draft class much yet?
Yeah, sinking our teeth into it right now, and I think like most people, this is a great week to – it's a little bit of dressing on what you already know compared to, you know, it's one piece of the puzzle. So – every week we are incrementally more knowledgeable and aware of what each prospect brings in this class.
Is there an identity to this class that would distinguish it from previous classes and future classes? Have you identified that yet with this group?
I don't want to say this is a bad draft because it's not a bad draft. I don't think there really are bad drafts. There are always going to be good players in each year's class. But it's rare when the best player in the class has got a pretty decent chance of not going number one overall, which would be Saquon Barkley, I think, by most people's estimations. And now some of that's philosophical. Some of it is, you know, do you take a running back that high? Some of it is also quarterbacks tend to be pushed up top of the board. I think, though, that players like Bradley Chubb and Saquon Barkley will have a chance to sort of differentiate themselves as maybe the best prospects in this year's class. But I think the identity is ultimately going to be how the quarterback prospects shake out. And I would just tell you that you could have 20 different NFL insiders, or you could have 20 different NFL head coaches on this segment and are asked this question, and they might give you, you might have four votes apiece for each of the sort of five top quarterbacks. That's just, it's a little bit of what's your favorite flavor. It's not so much there's consensus as 2012, where Andrew Luck was the undisputed top quarterback prospect. This year, there's going to be a lot of healthy debate.
Makes for a fun spring, right?
I'm ready for it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right. Thanks for your time.
Good to see you.
All right, Field.
Take care.